This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. My name is Nick Russo from 100.3 The Bull. Welcome to Eye on Houston, our community show where we talk to great people in our community that have great organizations that help the community in many ways. And today it's my honor to welcome from the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo, First Vice President Jim Dutton. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great.
It's great to sit down and talk to you. We've been friends for quite some time now. You know, I'm a big fan of the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo, but how long have you been a part of the Pasadena Rodeo?
Oh, I guess I'm going on something around 16 years now.
Wow. So are you originally from the area?
I grew up in Pasadena.
Yep. Wow. That's so awesome. Because I know statewide, you're known. You're a very well-known figure, at least in my opinion. You've got friends all over the state. How would you explain your career and your life as, you know, personally and professionally?
Well, I'm a contractor. And so being a contractor, doing foundation repair, plumbing, air conditioning, I meet a lot of different people. And you never know when you got to call somebody for a favor, you know.
This is true. And so tell me about being first vice president of the Pasadena Rodeo. What are some of the things you oversee with the organization?
Well, you know, the biggest thing I'm there for is troubleshooting when directors or committeemen, committee chair people have issues that they need to get taken care of. That's what I'm there to help them with so that we can keep things moving forward smoothly and then look at long-term stuff. What are we going to be doing 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now?
And now when you think about the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo and you start to think about all the things that go along with it, whether it's the events, the roping, the riding, the actual livestock show where the kids are showing the animals, it's a nonprofit organization that benefits the community at the core. Tell me some of the things that the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo does for the community.
Well, for the community itself, even the grounds we're on, we bought the original 40 acres, donated it to the city. We built the arena. We built the cover. We're in the process of doing a capital campaign fund to build a new ag barn for the kids. We've got 30,000 square feet right now, and we're busting at the seams. We can't take any more on. So now we're going to build another 60,000 square feet. That'll go to the city as well.
Now, the city of Pasadena benefits from that. And now, y'all are also reaching out to other, sort of connecting communities as well. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Deer Park, LaPorte, Clear Creek, they're all part of the rodeo already, and we're adding Galena Park now and looking forward to bringing in some new school districts as well when we get that new ag building built.
So how does the new ag building help the kids? Like what does it provide for them?
The kids that are in FFA, they raise animals, then they bring them to the show for judging. If you place in the top 12, you go to the auction. When you go to the auction, that's your money pit. That's where you get to get scholarship money, money to buy your next ag project, and continue on with your education process.
So with the larger ag barn, you can accommodate for more students, more animals, more scholarships.
We're already accommodating over 600, and we would love to double or triple that.
Now, that's pretty incredible, but you can't do it without raising funds somehow. So what are some of the ways the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo raises money?
Well, obviously, the rodeo itself is there as raising money. It's all volunteers. We actually have only 2 paid staff for the whole organization. Everything else is by volunteer. We do different events like we have a fun run. We have a fishing tournament, a skeet shoot. These are all things that are really not rodeo related, but it raises funds. And of course, the big one, no rodeo is complete unless you have a cook-off.
I love it. Now, tell me the first day of this year's Pasadena Rodeo, because it's the 75th anniversary, which is amazing.
75 years, and our kickoff will be Wade Bowen on Friday, the 20th of September.
I love it, and I know you got the giant poster here, so let's run through the whole lineup, because it's quite star-studded.
It is. I mean, we start, like I said, with Wade Bowen on Friday night. Saturday, the 21st, we got Aaron Watson. On Sunday, we actually do a matinee show. It's going to be Hispanic. And if you ask me to pronounce the name right, I won't, but it is the Paranda.
It works for me.
Okay. Monday is family night. So you get really reduced tickets. It's only $10 to get in on Monday nights. Then on Tuesday, we're going to try something new this year. We're going rock and roll with an AC/DC cover band. That's going to be Back in Black. And Wednesday, the 25th, will be Drew Baldridge. Thursday, Neil McCoy. Friday, Kevin Fowler. And we finish up on Saturday, the 28th, with the Randy Rogers Band.
Man, that's so awesome of a lineup. Congratulations to you guys for putting that together.
It really is. It's a great lineup. And you can go to PasadenaRodeo.com. You can see the full list. Buy your tickets and be ready to come out for the 75th anniversary.
And now folks can also volunteer. There's volunteer positions available as well. If someone is listening and they want to be a part of the Pasadena Rodeo.
If anybody tells you there's no volunteer positions available, they're lying. We got plenty.
Or they're trying to keep all the fun for themselves, right?
That's it. So it's really, for volunteers, it's a great thing too, because you can badge on a committee, which gets you access every night to these entertainers.
And that pays for itself.
It does.
That's pretty amazing. No, I've always shared my connection to the Pasadena area and the Pasadena Rodeo. I love being down there every year and getting to partner with you guys. It's perhaps my favorite event that's not totally put on by us, if you will. Yep. But I just appreciate you guys coming by so much. Now, real quick before I let you go, we're talking to Jim Dutton. He's first vice president of the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo. They're getting ready for their 75th Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo. Also, they're going to have the cook-off before. And this is Eye on Houston. It's our community show. If you're just joining us, this is our show where we talk to great folks in our community who have great organizations and benefit the community. In the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo does that in so many ways. Tell me the number of scholarships, or is there a dollar amount that you guys can put on to how much y'all raise?
Well, last year, the students ended up walking away with $648,000.
Wow. So how do y'all decide which students get the scholarships?
Well, the scholarships are applied first to the ag students, and then everything is looked at as far as, hey, did you fill out your application? Why are you putting in? Things like that. But a lot of the money they get is from the animals themselves as well.
And so I always had this question about the auction too. Like, let's say I go in and I go to the auction. Can anyone walk in and be a part of it? Or do you have to, like, is there like only a certain class that can?
Nope. It's open to the public to come in. So you register, you get a paddle. And
so if I wanted to buy a cow, I could go in there and we could go buy a cow.
I'll make sure you can buy a cow. Yes. No. Anybody can come in and bid on the cow.
Because, you know, growing up, I remember my family. So I'm from Goliad originally. And
just FYI, we call them steers.
Steers.
The rodeo, but that's okay.
Or a bull, right? Well, it can't be a bull and a steer. Nope. That's for sure. if you were going to buy a steer, you could eat the steer. Is that correct? You can have it butchered down.
Absolutely. They're great eating.
So that's what I was getting to. When I was growing up in Goliad, my family would do that. They would all go in, they would join families, and they would all pitch in and buy a steer at the livestock show, and then they'd have it butchered down as steaks.
I do my best and bid to get one every year myself and fill my freezer that way, because unlike meat that you get at the grocery store, this stuff's not full of chemicals.
No.
They're tested when they place to make sure, you know, that they weren't injected and all that. So whether it's the steer or chicken, turkey, goat, lamb, pigs.
I'll stick with the chicken. I feel like that's a little less expensive.
pound for pound, steer's better.
I love it. Well, Mr. Dutton, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you very much. Real quick, the website so people can get tickets for the Pasadena Rodeo and information on how to become a volunteer.
Both items, go to PasadenaRodeo.com, and you got information for both of the things. And again, the cook-off starts first. We got a great carnival at the rodeo for our 75th, and just come out and have a great time. It is a family event.
We love it very much, and I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.